稣祝福大家。
May God give blessings to everyone.
我们现在来学习一段道理，互相勉励。
Now we're going to study a passage in the Bible for mutual edification.
保罗说啊，从前所写的圣经啊，都是为着教训我们的。
Paul says that all scripture was written for our edification.
我们可以从圣经啊，来得到安慰跟鼓励。
From the Bible, we can receive comfort and encouragement.
所以从古以来啊，每逢安息日，他们都要把圣经啊宣读讲解。
So from the ancient times till now, on the Sabbath day, they would have to read the Bible scriptures.
所以我们今天也是一样。
So today we do likewise.
借着圣经里面一些美好的人物啊，他们的信心、他们的事迹，来帮助我们。加添我们的信心。
So we take the examples of the beautiful characteristics of some of the characters in the scripture and use it to add to our own faith.
有一些失败的人物啊，就是要做我们的见证啊，来提醒我们。
And there are some characters who have failed in their faith, and they are to serve as warnings.
我们今天早上来学习一个圣经人物，叫做加勒。
Today we like to learn about a Bible character named Caleb.
因为他的信心跟随主到底，所以后来他得到了希伯伦做他的产业。
Because of his faith and because he followed God till the very end, he received Hebron as his inheritance.
所以加勒算是一个信仰上相当成功的人物。
So Caleb is considered a person who was successful in his faith.
所以他的信德有很多啊，就值得我们去学习。
That is why there are many good points that we can learn from him.
加勒啊，曾经是以色列民所派啊去窥探迦南地的探子之一。
Caleb was among one of the spies that was sent by the Israelite to the land of Canaan.
那他也是啊，出埃及以后20岁以上的兵丁啊。后来能够进到迦南，只有两个人当中的一个。
And he was 20 years old soldier when he departed from the land of Egypt. So he was one of two who were able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以让我们知道说啊，加勒有不平凡的心智。
So we know that Caleb had a very different character.
所以他能够得到摩西的称赞，得到神的祝福。
So that he was able to receive the praise of Moses and the blessing of God.
这个加勒啊，是属于犹大支派的。
Caleb came from the tribe of Judah.
当然，当时的犹大支派每一个支派的首领啊，另外有其他人。
And of course, under each tribe, there were their own leaders.
因为加勒也是算是领导者之一啦，所以他被差派去窥探迦南地。
And because Caleb was among one of the leaders of the tribe of Judah, he was sent to the
land of
Canaan. 好像耶稣也
是探子之一。
For example, Joshua was also among one of the spies.
但是当时以法莲支派的首领是耶稣亚的祖父。以法莲支派的首领。
Okay. So the tribe, the leader of the tribe of Ephraim,
是耶稣亚的祖父。
Was the father of Joshua.
所以他们不是族长，而是这个支派里面算是比较受重视的一些工作人员一些领导者之一。
So they may not be the tribe leaders, but they were still considered outstanding leaders among their tribes.
为什么这个加勒能够得到产业？
And why is it that Caleb was able to receive an inheritance?
而且是最美的希伯伦之地。
And he was able to receive the piece of land that was the most beautiful, the land of Hebron.
这是我们今天要学习的。
And this is what we would like to study today.
我们来看耶稣亚记十四章。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 14.
耶稣亚记十四章。
Joshua, chapter 14.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十四章十三节
Chapter 14, verse 13.
于是耶稣亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。十四节
14.
所以希伯伦做了基尼洗族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心跟从神，主以色列的神。15节。
15.
希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴，亚巴是亚纳族中最尊大的人。 于是国中太平，没有征战了。这里讲到最后分产业的时候，
Here it talks about when the inheritance was given.
在迦南地有9个支派半得到产业。
In the land of Canaan, 9.5 tribe received inheritance of that land.
第一个支派就是犹大。
And the first land was the first tribe was Judah.
犹大当中最先得产业的就是迦勒。
And the first person who received inheritance from the tribe of Judah was Caleb.
他得到的就是希伯伦地。
And the land he received was the land of Hebron.
这里有先提到说，这个迦勒是基尼洗族耶夫尼的儿子。
And the Bible tells us that Caleb was the son of Jephunneh.
如果我们从那个背景来了解。
If we looked at the background,
本来这个迦南地啊有10个族。
Originally, there was 10 families in the land of Judah.
在亚伯拉罕的时代啊，神说啊，这块地要给以色列人。
And in the book in the times of Israel, God said that this was to be given to the Israelites.
他们的罪恶还没有满盈。
But because their sin has not been,
所以神让他们聚居在埃及地400多年。
Completed, they would stay in the land of Egypt for 400 years. And they would not come back to reoccupy the land until they were able to depart from Egypt.
这个基尼洗族啊，也是迦南人的一族。
And the Jephunneh's tribe was also one among those of Canaanites.
所以有些历史的资料是说，这个族的人有一些跟着雅各家下埃及。
And so some of this will say, some of the historical record will say that they were with Jacob in Egypt.
后来这个迦勒的祖先呢，他们娶了犹大支派的女子。
And then the ancestors of Caleb later married into the family of Judah.
所以就归化成为犹太人。
And that is how they later became the tribe of Judah.
后来这个迦勒就成了这个犹大支派一个首领之一了。Then
Caleb later became one of the leaders of the tribe of Judah.
这个迦勒啊，他非常有信心，而且一直跟随主到底。
Caleb had a very good faith, and he followed the Lord wholeheartedly to the end.
最后啊，耶稣也把这个希伯伦地呀，授给这个迦勒，让他们都做产业。
So in the end, Joshua gave the land of Hebron as an inheritance to Caleb.
希伯伦这个城市相当古老的城市。
Hebron is a very ancient city.
这是以色列人最重要的信仰的遗产。
And it is one of the most important cities for the faith of the Israelites.
也是以色列选民他们的祖先最早生活的一个中心。
And it's also one of the oldest city of their lives.
亚伯拉罕被拣选以后，他就到处搬家，他就到处筑坛。
When Abraham was chosen, he sojourned to many places and settled
in.
But in the end, he settled in Hebron.
神在那里好几次向他显现。
And it was there that God appeared to him multiple times.
后来亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都以希伯伦做他们活动的中心。
And later, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob used Hebron as the center of their Originally, when Abraham was in the land of Canaan, they were only sojourners.
虽然神说要把这块地赐给他们，但是这是400多年以后的事情了。Even
though God said that He promised to give them the land, it did not actually happen until 400 years later.
但是只有希伯伦的一块坟地呀，这是他们最先得到的产业。
But Hebron was actually the very first land they received as a burial ground, their very first piece of the inheritance. for when Abraham's wife Sarah passed away.
所以他就要求当地人啊, 给他一块地, 啊, 来埋葬他的妻子。
He asked the locals to give him a piece of land so that he could bury his wife.
本来当地人说啊, 啊, 你是我们尊大的王子啊, 这边的地啊, 你随便都可以用。
Originally, the local said, you are a great king among us, so you can use any ground that you choose.
啊, 但是亚伯拉罕说, 不可以, 我不能够白白得你们的地啊, 我一定要用钱买。
Abraham said, no, I do not want to use any land, but I want to buy it from you.
啊, 结果当地的地主啊, 他就说, 啊, 主400块钱的地啊, 算什么啊, 你尽管拿去用好了。
And so the local official of the land allowed Abraham to have any land that he chose.
亚伯兰说, 既然是400块, 我就400舍客都给你。
So Abraham bought the land for 400 shekels.
啊, 然后把这一块地就买下来, 做他们历代祖先的坟地。
And he bought this land and it served as the burial site for his descendants.
所以亚伯兰、以撒, 撒拉, 利百加, 他们都葬在这, 撒拉啦, 利亚,
and so Abraham, Isaac, Sarah, and Leah were all buried at Hebron.
啊, 虽然雅各在埃及地啊, 他享受非常好的待遇,
even though Jacob received very good reception in the land of Egypt,
因为他的儿子在那边当宰相,
because his son was the prime minister at Egypt.
但是当他年老的时候, 他就叫他的儿子耶稣起誓。
But when he was advanced in age, he made his son swear to him.
说你不可以把我葬在埃及地。
He said, you must not bury me in the land of Egypt.
你一定要把我的遗体带回到迦南地啊。
You must bring my body back to the land of Canaan.
所以虽然在埃及享受荣华富贵,
so even though he received much abundance and glory in the land
但是他的心啊, 知道说, 迦南才是神应许给他们的土地。
But he knew in his heart that Canaan was a promised land from the Lord.
所以耶稣遵照父亲的遗嘱啊, 就把他的父亲啊, 带回到这个希伯伦啊, 埋葬在以弗伦地上。
So Joseph obeyed his father's command and transported Jacob's body back to Hebron to be buried there.
而这一块地啊, 一般说是牛奶与蜜之地。
Many people will call this land the land flowing with milk and honey.
因为加勒, 他们实质上啊, 就是去窥探这一块地方。
Because originally Caleb went to spy out this part of
啊,
the land.
那个地方啊, 又叫做以实各谷。
And this land was also
以实各谷啊, 一个西谷。 一个马里哈，一个西谷。
Oh, it was also called a valley.
啊, 意思就是说, 这个是盛产葡萄的一个 山谷,
and so it was a valley that was good for harvesting grapes.
啊, 所以说他们要窥探回来的时候，说那个葡萄好大, 水果很多啊, 一串葡萄要两个人扛。
So when they came out from spying the land, they said the grapes were enormous in the land, and
啊,
two
真的是啊,
people need to carry the grapes.
他们所向往的一块美地。
It was indeed a beautiful land that they had hoped for.
啊，我们看到大卫后来做王啊， 就是先在希伯伦当王，当了7年多。
And when David was instituted as a king, he was king in Hebron for 7 years.
啊，后来才到了耶路撒冷作为全以色列的王。
It wasn't later that he moved to Jerusalem as the official capital and became king over all Israel.
所以神对加勒说啊， 我就要把你所脚所踏过的美地啊，啊，来赐给你。
Therefore, God said to Caleb, every land that you have placed your foot upon, I will give you that.
后来神的话都应验了。And
God upheld his promise.
啊，为什么加勒能够得到这个这么美的地方？
And how was Caleb able to inherit such a beautiful land?
我们看民数记的14章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 14.
24节。民数记14章24节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 24.
我们先看22节。
Let's first read verse 22.
14章22节。
Chapter 14, verse 22.
说这些人虽然看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹啊，仍然试探我这十次不听从我的话。
23节。 23.
凡藐视我的一个也不得看见。二十四节。
24.
说唯独我的仆人加勒，因为他另有一个心志，专一的跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。这里讲到说，同样的以色列百姓啊，他们在旷野当中行走。
Here it talks about the Israelites' journey in the wilderness.
他们看到很多啊，神的作为。
They were able to witness works of God.
因为神在他们当中啊，显出了很多的大神迹啊，目的要让普天下人来认识神。
God performed many great miracles and wonders before them so that the land can believe in the Lord.
也要以色列人啊，真正的认识神啊，能够跟从神。
God did this so that the Israelites could truly know him and to follow him.
神说啊，这些人虽然看到他很多的荣耀。
But God said even though these men had seen many of his glory and signs.
但是还是不断的试探埋怨。
But they continuously tested God and complained against him.
所以神说啊，他们一个也没有办法进到我应许的地方。
That is why God swore that not even one of them shall see the promised
land. 唯独加勒啊，我会带领他们进去。
But God said, as for my servant Caleb, I will bring him
to the
land.
因为他有另外一个不一样的心智。
For he has a different spirit in him.
所以我们人的心智啊，会影响到我们人的一生。
So the spirit that we have within us will affect our entire life.
有的人的志向很远大。
Some people have a very wide vision.
他所看到的是未来更美、更大的福分。
They can see the portion, the bigger portion for them.
有的人啊，他的心智啊，只是看到眼前暂时的利益。
But some people's vision are very narrow-sighted. They can only see what is before them.
雅各跟以扫是一对双胞胎兄弟。
Jacob and Esau were twin brothers.
我们看到雅各啊，他的志向是很大。
But we see that Jacob has very far vision.
他所看到的不是这个短暂的福气。
What he saw was not the momentary blessings.
而他希望说能够得到长子的福音份，得到从神来的更美的福。
What he wanted was the firstborn right so that he could receive the better blessing from God.
他的哥哥就不是这样了。
But his older brother Esau was not
the same. 虽然他是一个长子，以扫虽然是一个长子。
He was a firstborn, Esau.
但是他觉得说这个长子的名分对我有什么用？
But he felt what good was it if he was the firstborn?
所以他就为着一点点的食物啊，一碗红豆汤。就很轻易的卖给他的弟弟啦。
So for a very small price, for a small bowl of stew, he was able to
sell his
birthright to his brother.
这个以扫多么看轻他长子的名分。
So the Bible says that Esau despised his firstborn.
为着一点点眼前的利益。
For a little bit of physical blessing.
结果把自己长子的名分出卖掉了。
And he sold his firstborn right.
把从神来的更大美好的福分，他也放弃掉了。
So he essentially let go of the bigger blessing from God.
这是不一样的心智。
These are the two different spirits among the brothers.
希伯来书里面谈到摩西的信心。
In Hebrews, it tells us about the faith of Moses.
虽然他在王宫里面长大。
Even though he grew up in the palace.
但他慢慢长大以后，他的信心也慢慢的成长。
But as he grew older, his faith also grew.
后来他明白说啊，他是一个希伯来人，他不是埃及人。
Later, he realized that he was a Hebrew and not an Egyptian.
他知道神给他的使命。
He knew the goal that God gave him.
就是要借着他来带领同胞啊，带领以色列人出埃及。
That through him he would bring his brethren out of the land of Egypt.
所以他就放弃了王。埃及法老女儿儿子的法老女儿的儿子的身份。
So he forgot the right to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
放弃了埃及王宫的财物。
And he was able to forgo all the riches in the palace of Egypt.
放弃了埃及王宫的享受。
And he forgo all the pleasures in the palace.
他说那个只是暂时的最终之乐。
He saw that it was only a momentary pleasure in sin.
所以他已经看到说将那为基督受苦啊 那个是荣耀的赏赐。
So he was able to esteem the reproach of Christ as having a greater reward.
啊，这是摩西的信心呐。
And this was the faith of Moses.
我们看到主耶稣的门徒当中也是一样。
This is the same when we look at the disciples of Jesus.
彼得对主耶稣说啊，主啊，我们已经背下所有来跟随你。
Peter said to Jesus, Lord, we have forsaken all to follow you.
我们将来可以得到什么呢？
What can we receive in the future?
主耶稣说，你们今生可以得百倍。
Jesus said you can receive today 100 times worth.
将来能够承受永生。
And in the future you can receive eternity.
所以我们看到说，彼得后来啊，他就为着得到从神来的赐福。
So we can see that later Peter worked in order to receive the blessings from God.
因为他抓住了永生的福气。
Because he held on to the eternal blessing.
那同样的门徒当中
And among the disciples,
犹大虽然也被选是十二个使徒之一
The disciple Judas was also among the 12.
但是我们看到他都是看到眼前的利益
But we also see that he only looked at the momentary benefits.
耶稣很重视他，给他管理啊这个财务管理钱袋。
Before Jesus esteemed him and allowed him to be to take over the treasury.
当然他说啊，常常啊偷拿这个钱袋里面的钱啊去用。
But many times he would steal from the treasury in order to buy his own things.
而且我后来为着贪财啊，用30块钱就把主耶稣就卖掉了。
In the end, he was overcome by greed and sold Jesus for 30 shekels.
虽然他得到这个，他想要得到这30块钱。
Even though he received that 30 shekels.
最后这30块钱呢，他没有办法得到。
In the end, he was not able to use that 30 shekels.
因为他知道，后来他后悔啊，说我出卖义人啦，我有罪了。
Because he realized that he had betrayed an innocent man and that he was
sinned. 这30块钱就丢到圣殿里面。
So he threw the 30 shekels into the holy temple.
最后还上吊自杀。
In the end, he even hung himself and committed suicide.
不只是失掉了肉体的生命。
Not only did he lose his physical life,
甚至失掉了永生的福分。
He also lost the eternal life.
所以主耶稣就很感叹地说啊。
So, Jesus said, sorry.
这个人啊，不生在世界还要好。
It would be better for this man if he was never born.
虽然他来到世界了，但是他的方向走错路了。
Even though he was born into this world, he went in the wrong direction.
不只是失掉今生的福气，失掉生命，还失掉永远的生命。
Not only did he lose the blessing in this world, he lost his life, and he also lost eternal life.
所以保罗叫我们呢、啊，我们要立定心志，恒久靠主。
So Paul said we must set a determination and trust in the Lord.
又叫我们要为主耶稣啊立大志。
And he also said we have to set a great determination for God.
做一个神的精兵勇士。
We want to become a soldier for the heavenly kingdom.
能够为真道打美好的仗。
So that we can fight for the battle of truth.
我们将来才能够承受那个真正啊的大福。
Only then can we receive that great blessing.
那所以我们的心智啊，不只是看到地面上暂时的利益。
So we should not only look at the momentarily physical pleasures or benefits.
那我们要常常为着天上的事情来着想。
But we have to think about the things of heaven.
因为我们既然已经知道啊，主耶稣救赎我们了，而我们已经跟他复活了。
Because we know that Jesus has saved us and we have resurrected with him.
我们的盼望啊，不只是在今生。
So our hope is not only in the present life.
说我们如果一个蒙救赎的人
，A person who has been saved by God.
主在今生有指望，那我们就比众人更加可怜了。
If he only has hope in this present life, then he is even more pitiful than those around him.
所以我们应当有更远大的志向啊。看到那个更美、更大、永远的全备的福分。
So let us have a further vision and look to the future for that greater and better blessing.
所以加勒的确有一个不平凡的心智。
That is why Caleb had a very different spirit.
也鼓励我们呢、啊，要为主立大志。
And this encourages us to have a determination for God.
我们来看民数记的13章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 13.
民数记的十三章
，Numbers chapter 13，
第一节
，Verse 1，
民数记十三章第一节
，Numbers chapter 13， verse 1，
说神晓谕摩西说，第二节
，Verse 2，
你打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地，他们每支派要打发一个人都要做首领的。这里讲到神吩咐摩西啊，选派以色列的首领去窥探迦南地。
And here we see that the Lord commanded Moses to choose from the leaders of the tribes to become a spy.
我们看十七节，十三章十七节。
Let us read chapter 13, verse 17.
说摩西就打发他们去窥探迦南地，说你们从南地到上山地去，十八节。
18.
看那地如何，其中所住的民是强是弱，是多是少。十九节。
19.
所住的地是好是歹，所住的地方是营盘或者是坚城。二十节。
20.
要看那地土是肥美是瘠薄，其中有树木没有。你们要放开胆量，把那地的果子带些来，那时正是葡萄出熟的时候。哦啊、摩西说，神对摩西说，你派一些探子去窥探迦南地。
God told Moses to send out some spies to look at the land of Canaan.
啊、看看当地的土壤啊，是肥沃还是贫瘠。
And to see what the land is like, whether it is
啊，他们的百姓多还是少，是强还是弱
？Whether it is good or bad, and how many people there are, whether it is strong or weak, few.
啊，他们所住的城是一般的帐篷营地，或者是坚固的城
？Or whether the cities there are like camps or strongholds.
还说我们要从哪里进去啊？要怎样去攻占这一块地方？
God told them how they should enter into the land and how to conquer it.
如果从《生命记》或来摩西的回忆来讲
，And if we look at the book of Deuteronomy，
说其实他们呢、啊，来到很快就来到了这个加迪斯巴尼亚。
You can see that they arrived at the land very quickly.
啊，很快啊，进去啊，就是迦南地了。
And very, very close by, they would be able.
本来摩西跟他们讲说啊。神所应许的地啊，就在我们眼前。
Moses said to the Israelites, "Actually, the land that God promises is just before
our
eyes."
我们啊，凭着信心来占领这块地吧。
Let us take faith and let us take over this land.
但后来是以色列百姓要求。
But the Israelites had a request.
说那一块地啊，我们也没有去过。
They said, "We have never gone into this land
before." 我们也不晓得走哪一条路。
We don't even know what road to take to enter.
啊，我们也不晓得说那边的情况怎么样。
And we don't even know what the situation is in the
land. 所以他们就要求摩西说：“你为我们先派一些人呐、啊，去看看那一块地方。”
So they actually requested Moses to send some spies into the land to spy out the land.
后来摩西就觉得说：“啊，这个意见很好。”
Moses thought that this was a very good request.
后来神也答应了。
And God also promised.
啊，所以他们就派了十二个人呐、啊。去窥探这一块迦南地。
And that is how the 12 spies came about to spy out the land.
啊，要了解这一块地的情况。
In order to understand the situation of the land.
啊，这十二个人里面呢、啊，约书亚跟加勒、啊、就是十二个探子当中的两个。
And Joshua and Caleb were two among the 12 spies.
啊，结果他们去窥探这个迦南地啊，四十天。
And they went into the land of Canaan for 40 days.
啊，走遍了这个以实各谷啊，走遍了这个啊迦南的南地的地方。
And they went along and was able to look at the south of the land.
说那个时候刚好是水果盛产的季节。
And it was also a season for harvest of the fruit.
所以他们发现说，哇，这实在是一个非常好的美地。
And they realized that it was a really fertile and beautiful
land. 所以他们就带了很多当地的水果回来。
That is why they brought a lot of ripe fruit.
所以他们砍了一枝的葡萄。
And they also had a branch of grape.
啊，这个葡萄很大。
The cluster of grapes was very great.
一串葡萄要两个人扛。
So two people had to carry one pull of.
所以他们回来的时候啊，就向众人宣告。
So when they returned, they proclaimed to all the people.
说的确啦，我们去的是一块啊，牛奶与蜜的一块美地。
He said, "Indeed, we went to a land that truly flows with milk and honey."
啊，但是啊，其中有十个人呐、啊， 啊，就报告了不好的消息。
But among ten of them, they gave a bad report of the land.
虽然是美地啊，但是我们呢、啊，没有办法得到那一块地。
They said, even though it is a beautiful land, there is no way we can obtain it.
我们看民数记的十三章二十八节。
Let us read Numbers chapter 13, verse 28.
民数记十三章二十八节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 28.
啊，然而那住在那地的居民呐、啊，非常强壮。城邑也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人。二十九节。
29.
亚玛利人呐、啊，住在南地；客人呐、啊，耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地；迦南人呐、啊，住在海边，并约旦河旁。我们再过来看三十一节。
Let us read the verse 31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
说，但那些和他同去的人说啊，我们不能够上去攻打那民，因为他们比我们强壮。三十二节。
32.
但族中有人论到所窥探之地啊，向以色列人报恶信说啊，我们所窥探经过之地。是吞吃饥民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民、啊、都是身量高大。三十二节。
32.
我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人、啊、他们是伟人的后裔，即我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，即他们看我们也是如此啦。哦，说这个十个探子啊，虽然他们说那个是美地没有错啦。
These ten spies admitted that the land was a beautiful land.
啊，但是他们那个人啊，长得非常的高大。
But they said the people who dwell in the land are very strong and large.
啊，我们如果跟他们比啊，我们就好像蚱蜢一样。
And if we were to compare ourselves to them, we are just like mere grasshoppers.
啊，稍微被他们一啄啊，我们可能就死掉了。
If they merely step on us, then we would die.
因为他们是啊，吞吃饥民的百姓啊。
Because they are inhabitants who devour its inhabitants.
啊，说他们所住的那个城墙啊，都他那个。啊，房屋城墙都很坚固，我们怎么有办法去攻打他们呢
？And even the walls are very solid, and how can we go up to overtake them？
啊，结果百姓啊，听了这个探子的报告以后
，When the people heard the report from the spies，
所有的会众啊，大家都哀哭了。
The entire congregation lifted up their voices and cried。
啊，就抱怨摩西跟亚伦。
They complained against Moses and Aaron。
说我们早死在埃及就好了。
They said, if only we had died in the land of Egypt.
你怎么把我们带到这个旷野来？
Why did you have to bring us into the wilderness?
啊，要让我们死在这个敌人的刀下呢？
Did you want us to die at the hands of our enemies?
啊，我们的家人，我们的孩子啊，我们一定会被人家抓去的。
Our family and our children, we will surely be overtaken by
them. 啊，所以他们就大大的哀嚎。
So they lifted up their voices and wept.
啊，那就是说，唯有这个加勒跟耶稣雅。他们就一直啊劝勉百姓。
But Caleb and Joshua continue to encourage the congregation.
我们看民数记的十三章。
Let us return to Numbers chapter 13, verse 30.
民数记十三章三十节。
Numbers chapter 13, verse 30.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”看十四章的第六节。
Let us read chapter 14, verse 6.
十四章第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
窥探地的人中，念的儿子耶稣雅和耶弗尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服。第七节。
Verse 7.
对以色列前辈众说：“我们所窥探经过之地。”是极美之地。第八节。
Verse 8.
神若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原来是牛奶与蜜之地。第九节。
Verse 9.
但你们不可背叛神，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物。并且硬比他们的已经离开他们， 有神与我们同在，不要怕他们。所以我们看到说，同样啊，看到那一块土地。
We can see that Joshua and Caleb saw the same exact land that the other spies saw.
但是却有不一样的看法。
But they had a very different opinion of the land.
那十个探族说啊，虽然地很好啦。
The 10 spies said, even though the land is very good.
啊，但是啊，他们太强大了。
But the inhabitants are too strong.
啊，到处都是巨人。
And there's giants everywhere.
我们进去啊，就要变成他们的食物。
The moment we enter into the land, we will become food for them.
啊，他们一定把我们跟我们的儿女都吞吃掉了。
They will devour us and our children.
啊，但是这个加勒跟耶稣亚，他们却有不一样的看法。
But Caleb and Joshua had a different opinion.
所以我们现在马上进去，神帮助我们，我们一定能够得胜。
They said, "Let us go at once and take possession, for God will help us."
因为那个是很美的，神应许给我们的土地。
Because it is a beautiful land that has been promised to us by God.
所以我们不可以背叛神。
So we cannot rebel against
the
Lord. 我们
也不要怕他们。
And we shall not fear the people of the land.
只要神跟我们同在，他们会变成我们的食物。
As long as Lord is with us, then they will be our bread.
我们一定能够把他们消灭，啊，把这块地占领下来。
We will definitely be able to conquer them and to overtake the land.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，两种不一样的看法。
So we can see two different viewpoints.
但是有两种不一样的结果。
And there, it resulted in two different endings.
所以圣经里面一直跟我们讲说啊，我们是凭着信心。不是凭着眼见。
That is why the Bible encourages to live by faith and not by sight.
因为你所看到的是暂时的。
Because what you can see is only temporary.
信心能够帮助我们看到那个人没有看到的地方。
But faith will help us to see what others cannot see with their mere eyes.
因为眼见会看到很多的困难。
Because with our physical eyes, we can only see hardships.
信心的眼光啊，能够看到神的帮助，看到我们的得胜。
But the eyes of faith will help us to see the help of God and our victory.
那所以有一些故事啊，谈到这个我们人的眼光啊，看法。
And there's many stories that talk about viewing things with our eyes.
虽然同样的环境。
Even if it is in the same environment.
啊，但是都有不一样的看法。
But everyone will have a different opinion or view.
有个故事说有王宫里面有两个公主。
And there's a story that says within the palace there are two princes.
啊，他们同一天啊，到他们王宫的花园里面去赏花。
And one day they went into the garden palace, palace garden to look at the flowers.
啊，一般呢就是比较悲观一点。
So the elder princess, who was a little bit more pessimistic, she was more pessimistic, so she will think of everything in a bad light.
啊，虽然看到啊，那里面有很多的那个百合花，很多的花很漂亮。
She saw many white lilies, and they were very beautiful.
啊，但是都被那个荆棘啊，把它挤满了。
But it was squeezed by thorns.
他就说啊，好可惜哦。
She said, "What a pity!"
啊，那么多美丽的花都被荆棘把它挤住了。
There are so many beautiful flowers, but they are squeezed by the thorns.
啊，但是这个小女儿啊，她就小公主啊，她就不一样。
But the younger princess was different.
她也都很高兴啊。
She was very happy.
说，你看，虽然荆棘那么多啊。
She said, even though there are so many thorns,
但是那个花都从那个荆棘的缝就钻出来了。
The flowers are able to avoid the thorns and pop out from among them.
很多的荆棘啊，压不住它，它就钻出来了。
All the thorns are not able to suppress these beautiful flowers.
我们早期听过一个故事啊。
And we also heard another story.
啊，因为那个时候啊，一般的经济情况都不是很好。
Because in that time, the economic situation was not very good.
啊，有很多人的事业家就要往各地方去开拓事业。
So many people had to go out to look for jobs.
啊，说有一个做鞋的老板。
And 什么是做鞋？
做鞋子的老板。
And there was a shoemaker.
啊，他就派他的一个推销员呐，啊，到非洲去。
And so he sent a team of his people to Africa.
啊，因为那个时候经济情况都很不好。
Because the economic situation was very poor.
啊，结果这个推销员回来以后就跟老板报告。
So when his team returned from Africa, they reported to this shoemaker.
啊，那边的人很穷啊，他不穿鞋子的。
The people there are very poor, so they're not going to wear shoes.
啊，所以我们到那边呐，做生意一定没有人买，他们不穿鞋嘛。
So if we go there to do business, then we will not make any money because no one wears shoes.
啊，后来这个老板就派了另外一个人去。
So the shoemaker manager sent people to this land. But this other person returned with a different report.
他说他们虽然没有穿鞋啊。
He said even though they don't wear shoes.
可见啊，没有人在那边推销过。
Which means that no one tried to sell shoes in the area.
啊，我们如果第一个去啊，我们呢是最早来的，我们一定可以在那边开拓市场。
If we go there to do business, then we are the first people to sell shoes, and we will definitely make a big profit.
后来老板就采信了这个第二个推销员的意见。
So the manager listened to the second person who had
this report. 所以同样的环境，但是却有不一样的看法。
So given the very same environment, and a person's different viewpoint will bring about a different ending.
那所以我们看到说，加勒耶稣雅跟他其他的探子啊，他们是完全不一样的信心，所以他们所看到的是不一样的情形。
So we see that Caleb and Joshua had very different faiths from the other spies, and so what they were able to see was very different.
所以圣经里面谈到说啊，我们在为神做工啊，我们一定要有信心。
That is why the Bible tells us when we work for God, we must have faith.
尤其在选立工人的时候啊，其中一个条件就是大有信心。
Especially when we choose workers of God among us, we have to choose one with great
faith. 啊，当然这个信心啊，不是一种知识上的信心。
Of course, this faith is not measured by one's wisdom.
而是一种行动上的信心。
But it is a faith that carries about action.
因为对神有真正的认识。
Because a person who has a true understanding of God,
神,
that God is an almighty God, that in him there is nothing that is impossible, in him there is nothing that is too difficult. So they would be careful about whether what we are doing is in accordance with God's will. So before we do anything, we have to consider whether it is according to God's will.If this matter is according to God's will,
虽然面对很多的困难,
even though we may encounter many difficulties,
但是我们相信我们只要靠神借着圣灵帮助啊，一定能够突破各样的困难。
But if we can believe that God will help us through the might of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome any difficulties.
撒加利亚先知啊，鼓励当时回来重建圣殿的百姓。
Zechariah encouraged the Israelites who returned from bondage to rebuild the city.
因为当时他们很贫穷。
At that time, the inhabitants were very poor.
因为他们当时人数很少。
And they had a very small population.
啊，他们怎么有办法把那个圣殿建起来呢？
How will they be able to rebuild the holy temple?
啊，所以遇到阻挡，他们就停工了16年。
The minute they encountered difficulties, they stopped the work of rebuilding for 16 years.
结果神就透过先知来鼓励他们。
But God used the prophets in order to encourage them.
不是靠势力，不是靠才能。
God said, not by might nor by strength.
如果我们有坚定的信呢，啊，能够专心地靠神。
If we have enough faith and we can wholeheartedly rely upon God.
啊，虽然很艰难的事情，好像大山就摆在你的面前。
Even though our problems are as big as a mountain in front of us.
但神会让这个大山呢，就把它化成为平地。
But God will be able to level the mountain into a flat plain.
所有的困难啊，都能够克服啊，都能够突破，让我们呢，啊。靠着神啊，勇往的前进。
So through God, we can overcome any problems and be able to move forward.
我们在美国的教会啊，历史不久。
The history of the churches in the United States is not
very long. 我们的人数也相当少。
So we have very limited members.
但是我们在各地方推动圣工啊，我们都会看到神的作为。
But as we carry out the holy work in each of our separate churches, we can see the work of God.
尤其啊，这二十年来啊，在各地方成立教会。
Especially within these past 20 years where we erect
different churches. 一个一个教会啊，成立都是一个大神迹。
Every church that can be erected is a great miracle.
虽然面对很多很多困难。
Even though we have encountered many problems.
但是神就让一间一间教会这样成立起来了。
But God helped each church slowly to grow and be established.
我到了南加州的时候。
When I went to Southern California,
他们一开始分设这个尔湾，还四十个人。
When they first split the Irvine Church, there was only 40 members.
啊，那边怎么有办法买那个尔湾那个地都相当贵啊。
How were they able to buy a church since the land in Irvine is very expensive?
但是没想到神的安排真的很奇妙。
But who would have thought God's plan was very miraculous?
本来两百多万的一块地。
It was a $2 million land.
市政府啊，破产。
But the government was bankrupt.
结果他七十几万啊，三分之一的价钱卖给我们。
So they were able to sell us the land for a third of the price.
后来花了150万就把那个会堂第一期盖起来了。
They were able to spend $1.5 million in order to build up the church.
所以他们又花了200多万啊，盖第二期工程。
And they spent another $2 million to build up the second.
所以神的能力都是超过我们所求所想的。
So God's power is indeed greater than we can imagine.
我们说那个夏威夷的教会啊。
When we talk about the church in Hawaii,
我在看最近的历史，我在看那个教会早期的历史。
And I was looking at the history of the early establishments.
啊，那个夏威夷教会很早。
In the very early stages of the Hawaiian churches.
啊，感谢主啊，一直到现在。
We thank God from that time till now.
他们曾经软弱过啊。
They had a period where they were weak in faith.
啊，他们只是一个小小的地方在聚会。
They had a very small area where the members gathered to worship.
后来教会啊，一直不断帮助他们。
And the church in the mainland continues to help them.
啊，所以他们啊，曾经圣灵在那边做工啊，一年当中啊，好多人得圣灵。
So the Holy Work worked mightily among them in 1 year. Many people
were
baptized.
他们发起热心啊，就要把原来的地方要把它卖掉啊，要买新的地方。
When they became more fervent, they wanted to sell the old place and buy a new chapel.
啊，买了一块地呀、啊，他们说我们简单盖一下就好了。
They bought a piece of land and they said, "We'll just build a very simple chapel."
传道说啊，不可以，我们一定要盖得够用。
But the pastor said, "No, you can't just build a simple one. You must build one that everyone can use." So they said, "Where are we going to get the money?"
啊，主耶稣加添他们的信心。
But Jesus added to their faith.
一个女执事祷告当中啊，看到天开了，那个金币啊，一个一个从天上一直掉下来。
And there was a female minister who was praying, and she saw a vision where there was lots of money pouring down from heaven.
啊，后来感谢主啊，他们花了很多钱呐、啊，把那个会堂盖起来。
In the end, they were able to spend a lot of money in order to build up the chapel.
所以他们很高兴啊，这是钱从哪里来
？And they were very joyful, and they even thought, where did all this money come from? They realized it came from heaven.
所以我们在每一个地方的教会，每一个教会都是这样。
And we have experienced the same miracle in many different areas of the churches. Even though initially it seemed like there's a lot of problems to overcome. But if you have faith, then you can be able to see the glory of God. So before we partake any holy work of God, we must have great faith.
我这相信啊，神是一位，我相信耶稣是我们的救主啦。
You can only have a superficial acknowledgement of God. Oh, I believe God is my Savior.
我们对圣公的推动，买会堂、购会堂，我们知道说这是神的旨意，我们就勇敢的去推行。
For matters of God, like buying a church, preaching, evangelism, we have to believe that God will help us.
你就能够看到神的荣耀。
And when you have faith in God, then you can see His glory.
另外说，这个加勒有一个不平凡的心智啊，就是他专一的跟从神。
And Caleb was also described to have a very different spirit because he wholeheartedly followed God.
后来那些百姓啊，因为他们在那边扰乱了、啊、哦。而失掉了信心
，and the congregation started to lose faith.
甚至他们拿石头要把耶稣也要把加勒把他打死。
They even picked up stones and wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb to death.
后来说神的荣光就显现了。
But at that time, the glory of God appeared.
因为他生气的对摩西说啊
，God was very angry and he said to Moses.
说这些百姓啊，藐视我要到什么时候呢
？How long will these people reject me？
我行了那么多神迹啊，他们都没有看到我的作为。
I perform so many miracles and signs, and yet they have not believed in me.
所以啊，我要把这些百姓就把他消灭掉了。
So I will strike them.
啊，结果摩西就一直啊哀哭向神祷告。
But Moses prayed on their behalf.
神说啊，他对神说啊，
He said,
神啊，你把这些百姓带出来。
He said, "Lord, it is you who brought the Israelites out of Egypt."
啊，就是你如果把他们杀了，没有办法把他们带到迦南地。
If you kill them and you do not bring them into the land of Canaan.
啊，那 外邦人他们会说他们的神啊有办法把他们带出来，没有办法带到迦南地。
Then the Gentiles will hear of it and say, their God was able to bring them out of Egypt, but was not able to bring them to Canaan.
所以他说，神啊，你有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
And he said, Lord, you have bountiful mercy
and forgiveness. 求你啊，特别啊，饶恕赦免这些百姓。
And I pray to you that you will forgive the children of Israel.
啊，当然他也知道说神是公义的神。
Of course, he knew that God was a very righteous God.
啊，他没有把这个宥罪啊当作无罪。
And he will not impart iniquity to the children of the next generation.
所以后来神说，我赦免他们了，我现在不把他们消灭了。
So God said, I have pardoned them according to your word.
但是啊，因为他们呢不相信我，所以他们将来没有办法进到那个迦南地。
But because these men did not believe in me, then they will not be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以二十岁以上的兵丁啊，后来就一个一个啊，就扑倒在旷野当中。
So all the soldiers above the age of 20 would die in the wilderness.
啊，他们没有办法进去呀、啊，说一日顶一年呐、啊，所以窥探四十天，后来他们要在旷野走四十年。
Because they were not able to enter, then every day equates 1 year, so they had to wander for an additional 40 years.
另外呢，那十个拜恶姓、报恶姓的探子啊，后来就被瘟疫啊啊，所以就死掉了。
And the 40, the other 10 spies who brought a bad report were killed.
神说唯有耶稣亚、加勒这两个人呐、啊，啊，可以进到迦南地。
But God said, except for my servant Caleb and Joshua, they are able to enter into the land.
跟从神。
Because they wholeheartedly followed me.
啊，这个专一跟从神呐、啊，这个神老宽恕的对以色列民、对加勒亚、耶稣亚，连续跟他讲好几次。
And followed me fully is something that God continues to say of Caleb and Joshua.
我们看民数记的三十二章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 32,
十一节
verse 11.
民数记三十二章十一节
Numbers chapter 32, verse 11.
说凡从埃及上来二十岁以外的人，断不得看见我对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，因为他们没有专心跟从我。十二节。
Verse 12.
唯有格尼喜，基尼喜族耶夫尼的儿子加勒和念的儿子耶稣亚可以看见，因为他们专心跟从我。所以这里谈到说，这个加勒耶稣亚跟其他的百姓不一样的地方。
And here it tells us how Caleb and Joshua are different from the rest of the Israelites.
虽然其他人也跟随神呐、啊，跟随这个火炙云柱啊啊，从埃及出来。
Even though the other Israelites also departed from the land of Egypt and followed God and followed the pillar of cloud and fire, but they did not wholly follow God.
顺利的环境，哇，唱歌在那边赞美啊。
When they reached times of peace, then they were able to sing loud praises to God. 遇到困难
的环境就抱怨啦，啊，就在那边试探神。
But when they encountered tribulation, they complained and they tested God.
所以说，因为他们没有专心跟从神。
It is because they did not wholly follow God.
所以神就在怒中起誓，他们连一个也没有办法进到迦南地。
So God's anger was aroused and swore that none of them should enter into the land of Canaan.
说这个耶稣亚跟加勒他们两个人，因为他们专心跟从神到底。
But Caleb and Joshua, because they followed wholly God to the end.
所以啊，神就带领他们得到那一块美地。
That is why God led them to inherit the land.
当然，耶稣也是继承摩西的工作。
And of course, Joshua carried out the work of Moses.
但是我们看到加勒也是跟着一般百姓啊，他们默默的在群队当中啊，就跟着主。
But we see that Caleb also silently followed.
走了三十八年。
They wandered for 38 years.
进到迦南地啊，又征战了七年。
And they entered to the land of Canaan and fought for 7 years.
然后得到他们占领了迦南地以后。
And finally, when they were able to overtake the land of Canaan.
加勒就来到耶稣亚面前。
Caleb came before Joshua.
他对耶稣亚说啊,
and he said to Joshua,
当时神对摩西所讲的话,
At that time, God said to Moses,
摩西啊, 对我们讲的话, 你在场,
What Moses said to you and I, you were there and you heard.
因为啊, 我专心跟从神,
because I wholly follow the Lord.
摩西也认为我专心跟从神,
and Moses also said that I have wholly followed the Lord my God.
我是专心跟从他,
and God also said that I wholly
follow.
So God said he will give me an inheritance in the land.
虽然已经过了45年了,
over, even though it has been 45 years,
我当时40年怎么样初入征战,
how I had battled for God in those
我现在85岁了, 还是像当时的年纪,像当时的力量一样,
and even though I'm 85 years old today, I still battle in the same strength as I did back then.
征战初入道场,
and I go both in and out.
所以他说, 神让我存留这45年,
God has allowed me to stay for 45 years.
所以既然神所应许的,求你把那一块地就赐给我,
since God has promised this to me, then I ask that you give me that land.
所以他对神的应许啊, 虽然过了那么久啊, 他都没有忘记掉,
so we can see that he did not forget the promise of God to him even
after
so many years.
他就来到耶稣的面前啊, 凭着神的应许, 向耶稣也要求这一块产地。
So he came before Joshua to request of his inheritance based on the promise of God.
他又对耶稣也说啊,
and he also said to Joshua,
耶稣,那个希伯兰地啊, 我们已经见过,
we already have seen the land of
Hebrew. 因为那一块地啊, 是最美的地方,
because that land is the most beautiful land.
所以亚纳族的三个族长就住在那里。
And that is why the people of Anakim stayed there.
亚纳族啊, 就是身材非常高大的巨人啊,
and the people of Anak are those who have giants in
their
ancestry. And also very courageous people.
以色列里面啊, 听到亚纳族都会吓破胆。
When the Israelites hear about the tribe of Anak, they are very afraid.
但是这个加勒非常有信心,
but because Caleb was full of faith,
他就凭着应许啊, 向耶稣讲,
he said to Joshua,
说你尽管照着应许把这块地给我,
according to the promise of God, please give me this land.
虽然那里有三个强大的巨人的首领啊, 住在那里,
even though there's three great leaders from the tribe of Anak,
但是神跟我同在,
but because God is with me,
我就能够把他们赶出去啊, 我就能够得胜, 我就能够把这一块地占领下来了。
I will be able to drive them out, I will be victorious, and I will be able to establish in the land.
所以我们看到最美的地方啊, 也是最难攻取的。
We see that the most beautiful land is also the hardest place to occupy.
也是要付出最大的代价。
It is the place where you have to pay the greatest cost.
也要有最大的信心。
And also you have to have the greatest
faith. 才能够得到最美的产业。
In order to receive the most beautiful inheritance.
但是啊, 我们看到加勒啊, 非常有信心。
But we see here that Caleb had
神跟我同在,
great faith.
神跟我同在, 我就能够战胜他们。
If God is with me, then I shall be victorious over them.
后来耶稣啊就把这块地给他,
so Joshua gave Caleb this land.
后来真的啊, 加勒就去征战,
and it was indeed true, Caleb went to occupy
the land. 就把这一块地啊, 得到了,
he was able to obtain it.
我们看耶稣雅记的14章,
let us turn to Joshua chapter 14.
耶稣雅记15章,
Joshua chapter 15 verse 13.
15章13节,
chapter 15 verse 13.
耶稣也照神所吩咐的, 将犹大人中的一块地, 就是基列亚巴, 分给耶弗尼的儿子加勒, 亚巴是亚纳族的祖先, 基列亚巴就是希伯伦, 14节,
14.
加勒就从那里赶出亚纳族的三个族长, 就是 士师亚西曼达买数节,
15.
又从那里上去攻击底壁的居民, 这个底壁从前名叫做基列西佛。 所以你看他已经85岁了, 年纪那么大了。
Here Caleb is 85 years old, well advanced in age.
这个信心啊, 一点都不改变,
but his faith did not waver.
所以神也同样给他健康的身体啊,
so God kept him in a good physical condition.
让他非常勇敢有力气啊, 来征战,
so he had courage and the strength in order to battle.
所以把那个强大的敌人啊, 就把他赶走了, 把这块地, 美地就占下来了。
He was able to drive out the fierce enemy and be able to occupy the land.
所以圣经里面说啊, 神的应许啊, 不管有多少啊,
so the Bible tells us no matter how many are the blessings and promises of God, all his promise will hold true.
耶稣也说, 神的应许啊, 没有一句落空的, 都应验啊。
Joshua said, not one of God's promises will fall empty.
做我们对神给我们的应许的呼唤啊, 我们要坚定的信心啊。
So let us have very strong conviction and faith toward the promises God had
given to us. 一直征战到底。
So let us fight for the goal till the very end.
所以希伯来书的作者说啊, 我们一定要最大的努力, 进到那个永恒的安息。
That is why the author of Hebrews tells us we have to do our very best to enter into that eternal rest.
因为有些人啊, 因为他们失掉信心就赶不上了。
Because some have fallen away.
啊, 他们将来没有办法得到那个应许的福分。
And in the future, they will not be able to receive the promised
portion. 求主帮助我们啊, 让我们信心越来越进步。
So let us pray to God so that we can advance in our faith.
得到神的祝福。
So we can receive the blessings of God.
得神赏赐最美的福分。
And we can receive the best portion from God.
我们来唱诗430首。
Let us sing hymn 430.
求主坚固我们的信心，效法亚勒啊，能够一生啊跟随主到底。
Let us ask God to strengthen our faith so we can mimic Caleb to follow God wholly till the end. so that we can have a victorious life.
我们为软弱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let us pray for the weak brothers and sisters.
我们继续为教会的圣工祷告。
And let us continue to pray for the holy work in church.
啊，求神的恩惠啊，慈爱常常跟我们同在。
May God's grace and love be with us always.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.